Aaron, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA-FM, and we got to speak with the one and only Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group at sovtrealtygroup.com. And good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good vacation?
I had a good vacation, a good weekend. Yeah, I took some time off.
Good. So you're all rested up and back to work.
Well, I'm back to work.
Sort of, right? You didn't look at your phone at all, and you didn't do any of that except one day, so you're good. Yeah. You know, but you know, when you're a busy person like you, you got to just kind of go with it, right?
Well, I work every day, even on
every
vacation.
Day. Yeah, even Sundays.
That's right.
Okay, good. So now we got to get back to work with the property pulse. So what do you want to talk about today?
So today I thought we would talk about first-time homebuyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talked a little bit about this last time with how frustrating it can be to break into the market.
And yes.
There's nothing, you know, under a certain price point.
Right.
It gets frustrating for people. And, you know, especially if you're out there trying to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just scrolling through Zillow and looking, hoping
that
something will pop up under 300.
Exactly. So what do you do?
Well, you get a realtor, of course.
Of course. I'm calling you.
And you get a good one. You call us.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is there's a lot of options that people don't know about.
Okay.
And sometimes the solutions are creative.
Mm-hmm.
And that you probably couldn't come up with them on your own. So part of the process with working with buyers is to sit down and talk to them about what all of their options are.
Right. Especially if you're trying to do this by yourself and you don't have a partner or anybody to go in with you on a house, roommate type thing, blah, blah, blah.
There are a lot of single people buying properties. And so sometimes it's not just about the initial purchase of the property, but it's also affording the property after, right?
Like, yeah, right.
If you're not splitting heating costs with people or utilities with people or taxes, it's not just about that initial purchase. It's how do you pay for the house after you own it?
So, yeah.
You know,
that's important.
Yeah. So actually, that's a great segue into to what I'm suggesting here is a multifamily property.
Uh-huh. Like a fourplex or a duplex or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So they might not be your roommates, right? Uh-huh.
They're just next door.
They're just next door. They're in another unit. But
is there such thing as a triple? Or is it just duplex and fourplex?
Sure.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I've never seen any.
There is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Less common, I think, but certainly there are.
Okay.
So it's kind of a way of getting that benefit of having a roommate or a partner, but without having to live with them.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And you got to be friends with them for sure. Otherwise,
well, it's helpful.
It is helpful.
It's helpful. But
so how do I start? Let's say it's me.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about is an FHA loan.
Okay.
So I think people are a little bit familiar with the fact that FHA loans are great primary buyer, first-time buyer program because they tend to allow for a much smaller down payment. The credit scores can be a little bit lower than some, so in some cases down to 580.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's fine print with all of this, but
of course,
you know, it can be down as low as 580. You can have as low as 3.5% down.
Mm.
And they do allow for your primary residence, for your home purchase, to be a multifamily.
Because they know you're going to have income coming in.
Yeah.
Is that part of it?
Yeah, as long as you are going to occupy one of the units.
Right.
As your full-time residence.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 year, that's the caveat. You have to occupy it for 1 year.
Okay.
As your primary residence. After that, you can move out.
Okay.
You can go purchase something else, and then you can take that multifamily and have it be fully income producing.
Interesting.
So it's kind of an excellent way to break into home ownership, have other people helping you build equity in that property, your tenants.
Yes.
And then eventually when you're ready to, you know, when you've built some equity in that property and you're ready to sort of maybe move on or upgrade, you can keep that as your first investment property.
I've always wanted to do that. My sister and her husband did that a long time ago. They had their one house. They use the equity there to buy other houses and buy other, and they end up with 22 properties.
Yeah, and so that's a perfect example. You have to get started.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, too, with the inventory being kind of tricky
in
some of these price points, if you're open to looking at multifamilies and considering them, I mean, that opens, 21 more listings for you to go look at.
Right, absolutely.
In Windham County alone.
Uh-huh.
So,
You're getting me excited. I gotta look into it. And you're gonna help me.
I will help you.
Because you're the greatest.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, but yeah, you know, the main point is that there are solutions for these things, you know, when you're out there just being frustrated as a buyer and trying to figure out how do I break into this?
Yeah.
That's really where a consultation comes in. We sort of talk you through all of the options. We'll set you up with all of the right people to make it work. But if you're just out there waiting for the right property to come on under whatever your price point is, you're going to be sitting there for a long time.
Exactly. And I know. Yeah, believe me.
Without some help.
It's hard when you're a single person, you know, but I had a house before. And do I qualify for an FHA? If I did have a house, like,
oh, and you don't own one now.
I don't own one now, but you know, I'll have to look into that. That's okay. You know, I'm not wanting to put you on the spot or anything. But,
oh yeah, so to go through the qualification process, you definitely will have to talk to an FHA lender, and we've got a couple that we work with all the time. They're fantastic.
Okay,
great. It's just that combination of a really great lender and a really great buyer's agent that can help you be successful in that.
Yeah, because there's somebody out there like me. In the same thing.
Oh,
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the average, right? We're out there trying to live here.
Right. And you see, you must see it all the time.
We do. And I know, you know, my agents, I say to them all the time, I'll, you know, be guiding them and helping them through some situations with buyers that it can be difficult. And it's a lot of hard work to get primary and first-time home buyers into this market, but it can be done. And I watch, you know, my buyer agents at Southern Vermont Realty Group do this work every day, and I'm just blown away. And I just think if they didn't have them, they would never have a home.
Absolutely.
So,
right.
Yeah, they do a great job, and we're happy to talk to anyone else and see if we can help them out too.
That's great. So how does someone get a hold of you if they want to, you know, start up something like this and they want to talk to you personally?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, we're happy to have a consultation with anybody and see if we can help them, and I'm sure we can.
Uh-huh.
So they can visit us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com. They can also call us 802-464-2585, and we'll get you set up and help you be successful.
Absolutely. And your information is always on our website as well, with all the different podcasts that you did. I think like there's 11 or 12 up there now.
Yeah, there's quite a
few.
Like,
you can learn a lot by going through these podcasts.
Right, go through the podcasts. Yeah. If you hear anything that jumps out as something that interests you, or you have more questions, or you want to meet with us, we're always happy to talk and see if we can help people.
Great. WTSARadio.com, and then click on the Property Pulse tab, and it's right there. Of course, you can get a hold of you on Facebook or Instagram. You're all over the place.
We're easy to find.
Yeah, just put in Southern Vermont Realty Group and you'll pop up.
Yep, come talk to
us. For sure.
I'll help you through.
Sounds good. I'm ready to call you.
Good.
And I know you guys are too out there. So, you know, seriously, if you are and you need a house or looking for something, or maybe you want to do this one-time home buyer thing, is a good time to call you now.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Good time was always yesterday, but today's just as good.
Just not at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I won't.
You can send a text, and then when you wake up, you'll get it, right? Because some people may work overnight. You never
know. Yeah, and emails are also great too, and texts. Yeah, whatever works for people.
Whatever.
Schedules.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the Property Pulse.
Thanks for having me.
All right. There goes Jackie Marano with the Property Pulse here every other Wednesday. You can listen to Jackie. And like we were talking about, right there on our website at WTSARadio.com, click on the Property Pulse. Have yourself a great day.